May our affirmations continue to bring health to our bodies and cheerfulness to our lives. Thank you.
My name is Alex, so I'm the current president of the Positive Thinkers Club, but I've been coming to the club for the last probably 10 years. I am always positive, but since I came here, I became more positive and I could feel, I could use some of my ideas and my energy to bring more people to live a more positive life.
What exactly does it mean to be someone who is positive and striving to live a positive life?
Well, when you make a decision, there are always options. I always take the decision that I think is best at the moment, and I try to think of something that can benefit us more. You have to think like what is better for yourself down the road. If you think of something that it will annoy people or it will bring bad to other people and it's not doing any good to yourself, then don't do it. Do something you think is good for others and it will work out better for yourself.
Guest speaker Ryan Osborne is a kinesiologist and life coach. Osborne believes one of the key aspects of maintaining a positive outlook is by not letting the negative things in life get you down.
The level of unexpectedness and something serious happen, I mean, you got to kind of take it as is. That's probably the first thing, is kind of not knee-jerk reaction. I mean, I'll say that with a lot of my clients as well. And of course, just things will definitely pop up. Whatever you have set in motion of a plan, there's always going to be things that completely wreck it. But honestly, you kind of just step back and say, truly, how bad is it though? If it's one day out of literally a year or a long stretch where you've been going great and you've been having great things happening and very positive things going on, then in the grand scheme of things, something that comes back that could be a bit negative, you can still just say, see that big picture. And I mean, if you bring yourself back to, where's the process, right? That's not going to affect your end goal of having that one bad day, whatever that bad day may be. You just got to say, yep, accept it. It's everybody, because we're human and it's the world, it's life. But literally just say, you know what, next day, good things are going to happen.
Dr. Jonathan Fawcett is a cognitive psychologist and an associate professor at Memorial University. His research focuses on the phenomena of retrieval-induced forgetting. It's the process through which your brain decides which memories to focus on, the negative or the positive, and what that does to associate other positive or negative memories.
It's probably the case that choosing to preferentially focus on positive elements of an experience or to preferentially retrieve positive memories would have a similar effect. And that is to say that if, when faced with retrieval cues, with reminders in life, if we make an effort to just retrieve the positive or even just to focus on the positive elements of a memory, it would enact the same suppressive mechanism. And so then, so other competing negative experiences that might have been kind of subconsciously activated or other negative elements of the same experience would end up being suppressed and would become, as a result, less accessible. And so they're less likely to sort of come to mind later on. And so choosing to focus on sort of the sunny side of life could, in a figurative sense at least, sort of make your worries melt away.
For Kicker Radio, I'm Johnny Hodder.